Today's scripture reading is from Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 through 6 and 10 through 16.
读经经文来自以赛亚书第六十章第一到第六节，十到十六节。
We'll read this responsively, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我哋会用启应嘅方式嚟读，先用英文，再用广东话读出。
Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. And nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and exult, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. Foreigners shall build up your walls, and your kings shall minister to you. For in my wrath I struck you, but in my favor I have had mercy on you. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve you shall perish. Those nations shall be utterly laid waste. The sons of those who afflicted you shall come bending low to you, and all who despised you shall bow down at your feet. They shall call you the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Let's read verse 16 together. You shall suck the milk of nations, you shall nurse at the breast of kings, and you shall know that I, the Lord, am your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob.
以赛亚书第六十章第一节，兴起发光，因为你的光已经来到，耶和华的荣耀发现照耀你。万国要来就你的光，君王要来就你发现的光辉。那时你看见就有光荣，你心又跳动又欢畅，因为大海丰盛的货物必转来归你，列国的财宝也必来归你。外邦人必建筑你的城墙，他们的王必服侍你。我曾发怒击打你，而今却施恩怜悯你。哪一邦哪一国不侍奉你，就必灭亡，也必全然荒废。 做来苦待你的，他的子孙必屈身来就你，藐视你的都要在你脚下跪拜，他们要称你为耶华的圣，为以色列圣者的石岸。我一齐读第十六节，你也必吃万国的奶，又吃君王的奶，你便知道我耶和华是你的救主，是你的救赎主，雅各的大能者。
May God bless the reading and hearing of His word.
愿能祝福读同埋听嘅人。
Pastor Wilson's message today is titled "A New Day Dawning to Help Us Today."
敬牧师今日所讲嘅题目系新的曙光，今天帮助我们。
Isaiah 60 is about God's glory revealed.
以赛亚书嘅第六十章就系讲到神嘅荣耀点样彰显。
Glory is the weightiness of the divine being.
当我讲到荣耀嘅时候，佢就系讲到神嗰个嘅份量。
It's God's splendor, His radiance.
系话到神佢嗰一个嘅辉煌系点同埋佢嘅发光。
And my question to you.Is this morning? How does knowing this help us in a time like these?
咁我想问下大家啊，当我哋知道咁嘅时候，点样嘅可以帮到我哋咧？今日
with all the uncertainty and anxiety that is around us,
喺我哋四周围都有好多嘅不明朗，同埋有好多嘅压好令我哋好焦虑嘅事情。
Well, if you've placed your faith and trust in the person and work of the Christ, you're now members of God's faithful city.
咁如果我哋将我哋嘅信心系摆喺耶稣基督嗰度嘅时候，我哋就已经系神嗰个信实嘅城市嘅一份子。
You see, that's what this passage is referring to. It's the heavenly Jerusalem. The new heavens and earth have come down.
今日我哋嗰段嘅经文，佢就系讲到呢个天上嘅耶路撒冷嚟到我哋当中。
And therefore, as the Apostle Paul instructs us in Philippians 3:20, our citizenship as Christians is in the new city.The new heavens and earth.
就好似使徒保罗喺腓立比书讲，佢话我哋系天国，我哋系天上嘅国民。
And this helps us now, today, in times like this.
喺今日咁嘅时间里边，系可以帮助到我哋嘅。
But because that particular truth acts as a motivator and establishes our priorities in this life, based on this biblical principle.
因为我们可以建基在这个圣经给我们的原则这个真理里面成为我们今天在地上生活我们怎样来到去激励我们还有去立定在这个地上生活里面我们的优先次序
Because if you've been coming here and been with us for long you know we harp on this when Christ the light of the world shines into people's lives change happens in you for good
如果你喺度同我哋一齐嘅时候，你就会知道啦。神佢点样？佢系世界嘅光。佢当佢嘅光照耀到我哋嘅时候，佢改变我哋嘅生命。
And that effective response, as God is changing your heart to Christ's splendor, is one of, on the one hand, repentance.
咁我哋点样回应神嘅呢一个嘅光照到我哋咧？一方面，我哋就应该嘅就系我哋要去悔改。
That means a turning from.The way we do life to His ways.
咁即系话咧，我哋要从咧我哋点样做事嘅方式里边回转过嚟，嚟到去跟神嘅方式嚟到去做嘢。
And on the other hand, at the same time, a deep dependence on God's grace to live out the Christian life.
另外一方面就系我哋点样嘅系有一个好深深嘅嚟到去依靠神，单单依靠神嘅恩典嚟到去过生活。
And the result.Is citizenship in the new heavens and the new earth.
嗰个结果就系咩咧？就系话我哋喺神嘅新天新地里边，我哋有呢个新嘅国民嘅身份。
You are becoming more and more like your elder brother Jesus.
我哋就越嚟嘅越似耶稣基督。
And you are being used by God to attract men and women, boys and girls to. The light of the world.
咁而神就会用我哋嘅点样去吸引更多嘅男女、男仔或者女仔嚟到去耶稣基督嗰度。
In fact, as we'll see later, Jesus says to his disciples in the Sermon Mount, "You are the light of the world."
耶稣佢亦都喺登山宝训嗰度，佢曾经讲过，佢话我哋就系呢个世上嘅光。
See, the characteristics of the eternal kingdom of God can be seen, at least in some measure, amongst God's people.
在神的子民里面，在相当的程度那里，我们可以看见他们在这个永恒的国度里面的一些特征。
That's only possible if you and I continually, day by day, trust more and more in His grace.
我们怎样才可以做到呢？这个就是要我们每一天每一天的更多更多的来到去信靠神。
You see, that in a sense is one of the emphases of Isaiah in his latter part of his book.
这个也是以赛亚在他所写的这本书里面的后这个结尾的时候他那个的重点。
To fulfill these possibilities of being light to the worldWe have to be entirely dependent on God and what He says and on God's grace for living.
就是说我们怎样去履行这个的可能性，就是去成就他所讲的，就是我们是这个世界的光，就是我们要学习完全的去依靠神和他的恩典。
And especially in days like these,
特别好像在现在我们所过的生活这样。
You don't have to hear the news for long to know that life as we experience has many dips, turns, detours, and setbacks.
你不需要听很多新闻，你都知道生命可以经历很多的转变，很多的起伏。
And rather than moving forward towards a goal, it seems like we're backtracking into a loop, going backwards.
与其我们是说我们要往前行去达到我们的目标的时候，好像有阵时我们就被推后这样。
Yes.In God's sovereignty, we are grateful that modern medicine has helped us greatly to this point in time.
没错，即是在神的恩典里面，我们知道现代的医学可以帮到我们面对很多的事。
Yet you and I know keenly now there are many viruses and diseases that can cause havoc and strain worldwide.
但我们知道原来今天其实很多的疾病，很多的病毒原来呢都可以引致呢世界性的很多的破坏同埋很多的紧张。
And that's why passages like Isaiah 60 helps us greatly.
所以好像今天我们所看的以赛亚书的60章这样，是给我们有很大的帮助。
Because it assures us, yet there is indeed a goal. There is a point of arrival for the believer.
他在这里给我们确信的知道，就是说原来我们是有一个目标的，我们知道我们有一个终点的。
And when that is reached, there will be no danger of relapse into the frustrations and sorrows of the past.
咁当我哋去到呢个终点嘅时候咧，我哋就知道咧系我哋唔会咧有任何嘅危险，话我哋会落入喺挫折同埋咧哀伤当中嘅。
And where do you see that? Right here in Isaiah chapter 60, it's God's rule fully realized.As Isaiah is predicting, this will be a perfect and permanent rule with God, the light of the world, at the center.
在以赛亚书六十篇，以赛亚他就去预言到，他就说神的掌管是会完全的实现的，是当神去掌管的时候，是完全的，是永恒的。
That's not some future pie in the sky truth.
这个不是是讲在将来。
That future hope which is given to us in the Bible should mark our present living.
这个给我们将来的盼望，也是可以呢帮助我们今天的生活，可以怎样有一个给我们是一个记号来的。
The end is not yet. We're still here.
没错，还没终结，我们仍然在这里。
But the Bible says the end will come at one time, right?
但是他告诉我们，终点会很快的来到。
And when it comes in Isaiah 60 verse 22, one of the verses we didn't read in this chapter, it'll come quickly, it says.
在以赛亚书六章二节那里，他说这个的终点会很快速速的来到。
But Isaiah's point is you have to be ready. Ready for it.
但以赛亚想带出来的就是我们一定要预备好。
Again, if you were with us last time when we were going through the same text, to say God is light of the world means, as we saw, life, truth, and beauty.
上次我哋亦都讲过，我哋话神就系呢个世界嘅光嘅时候，就咩意思咧？就系话到咧，我哋喺我哋睇见生命、真理同埋嗰个美。
And I can't preach the same message again this time. That's why it's part two. But He is the source, by way of summary, the source of that life, the source of all truth, the source of all life, the source of all beauty.
咁样我上次讲过噶啦，就系话神咧就系所有生命嘅源头。所有知真理嘅源头同埋所有美嘅源头。
But that's not all. It says here about life, truth, and beauty.
咁但系呢个唔系就系全部讲到真理生命真理同埋美。
As we saw last time in verses 1 and 2, God is likened to the sun. It's an analogy.
咁上次亦都讲到第一、第二节嗰度，佢讲到用一个比例讲到就系话到比喻讲到就话神就好似一个太阳。
The sun isn't so much something you see as much as it's a way to see everything else.
你唔会可以去望到个太阳好多，但系因为藉着个太阳，你可以望到好多嘅嘢，睇到好多嘅嘢。
It illuminates reality. It illuminates what life's about.
因为佢将呢个现实嚟到去光照咗出嚟。
It helps us see what is truly beautiful.
佢帮我哋睇见乜嘢嘢系好美丽嘅。
We also saw that it dazzles your heart and brings us joy.
佢话佢亦都咧叫我哋个心嚟到去照亮出嚟嘅时候，亦都带俾我哋喜乐。
The Apostle Paul puts it this way in the New Testament, talking to philosophers at the Areopagus in Athens in Acts 17. We live and move and have our being in Him.
就好似保罗喺使徒行传十七章廿八节同啲当时嘅啲哲学家喺度倾嘅时候，佢话：我哋嘅生命、我哋生活、我哋嘅动作、我哋嘅全流都在乎他。
Truth is, we can't exist apart from God.
咁即系话，我哋唔可以同神分开嘅，我哋嘅存在唔可以同神系分开。
He's the giver, sustainer, and Lord of life.
神就系嗰个赐予生命嘅嗰个，维系生命嗰个。
But this description goes on in verses 3 to 6, and it's really remarkable if you look at the text.
咁当我今日睇第三同埋第六节嘅时候，你会睇见呢一段嘅经文系好深刻嘅，俾我哋睇到。
If you don't mind, if you could slide, shine up again, verses 3 to 6.
第三至到第六节。
It says there, reading from the New International Version, that's the English Standard Version up there, and also the CUV in the Chinese. Isaiah says, Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth of the seas will be brought to you. To you the riches of the nations will come.
咁喺呢一度第三章同埋至到第五节嗰度，佢咁样读到，佢话万国要来就你的光，君王要来就你发现的光辉。你举目向四方观看，众人都聚集来到你这里。你的众子从远方而来，你的众女也别怀抱而来。
Here's what I find fascinating about verses 1 to 6. It says in verses 1 and 2, the light of God, the light of God.Rises on us.
咁喺第一、第二节嗰度，佢讲话神嘅光去照耀我哋。
We in a sense become as believers light magnets.
咁即系话咧，我哋呢个信徒咧，好似咧就成为一啲咧发光嘅磁石咁。
And what I mean by that is the light comes into us, the believer, and the world is healed because they are drawn to the beauty of the light.
咁即系话到咧，当啲光入到去我哋嗰度嘅时候，我哋呢个信徒咧，咁咧就成为咧好似呢个世界，带俾呢个世界医治咁样，因为其他嘅人咧就会系被呢啲嘅光所吸引。
That's why Jesus says in the Sermon on the Mount to his followers, "You are light of the world."
所以耶稣佢喺登山宝训嗰度，佢就话到我哋系呢个世界嘅光。
See, that's what it's saying here. You might be saying to yourself, "Well, Wilson."That's the end of time, right? You said this is, Isaiah looking ahead. This is at the end, right?
咁你可能话，牧师， 以赛亚佢呢度讲嘅一个预言，即系佢讲到系末期，末世嘅时候系，或者末日嘅时候系点
？My answer to you would say would be yes, and it'll be a lot better at the end. It'll be perfect at the end.
咁我话系冇错，以赛亚佢讲紧嘅系喺末时嘅时候咧，系会比而家更好。
In fact, everything will be better.
每一样嘅嘢都会比而家更好。
Yet I would qualify that and say it's not all.That's talking about it's all, not all put off to the end of time.
但我哋唔可以讲，净系话哦，呢啲嘅事情发生系会系喺末日喺末世嘅时候先至讲。
In other words, we see glimmers of the light now.
今日我哋都可以睇到呢一啲嘅光。
Even in a time of crisis like this,
就算喺一个咁样嘅危机时间，我哋都可以睇到呢啲嘅光。
Paul echoes Jesus' words also in Ephesians 5:8. He's writing to Christians.
保罗佢喺以弗所书嘅第八章嗰度，亦都咁样嘅回应。
And I have this on slide 3, Ephesians 5:8 in the NIV. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of the light.
咁佢话从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的。行事为人，就当像光明的子女。
Obviously, at the end of time, it's going to be much better.
冇錯，喺末世嘅時候，末日嘅時候，會比而家更好。
Right, it'll be perfect. It'll be full.
因為喺嗰陣時嘅時候，就會係完全係會滿足嘅。
But you and I must not overlook the fact that in some small way now, this happens now.
但係我哋都要睇嘅，就係其實喺今日都已經係發生緊。
And we're being told in the Bible.That if you're a Christian, you're a light of the world.
咁而我哋亦都话圣经话俾我哋知，我哋基督徒就系世界嘅光。
And if the light of God has dawned on your very soul, you will shine forth.
如果神嘅光已经系照耀喺你嘅灵魂里边嘅时候，你就会照耀出嚟。
If you've actually experienced the Holy Spirit in your life, you are presently.Light of the world.
如果你系经历到圣灵喺你嘅生命里边嘅时候，你今日就系呢个世界嘅光。
And that objective reality of God's light becomes a subjective experience, a reality in your very life.
当神系呢一个光嘅嗰一个咁客观嘅事实，就会成为你自己一个好主观嘅经验。
What does God in Isaiah mean when He says we can be light of the world?
在这里以赛亚他说我们可以成为这个世界的光是什么意思呢
Well, let's take those three aspects that we mentioned last time. Life, truth, and beauty.
或者我们看看我们上次提过的这三方面生命、真理和美。
If God's life has really arisen upon you, your very soul, you have new life.
如果神的光是去到你的心灵里面的时候你就有一个新的生命。
And the sun, as it's shining brightly today, is the source of life, right? We can't live without the sun.
我哋讲过话，就好似呢个太阳系生命嘅源头。
And if God's light has really shined upon your heart, very heart, you have been born again, regenerated.
如果神嘅光系照咗去你嘅心里边嘅时候，你系有一个重生。
You will have new life. You will have growth.
你会有一个新的生命，你会有这个成长。
Now, what do I mean by vitality and growth?
咁如果我讲到话系有一个生命力同埋一个成长嘅时候，系咩意思呢
？And I hope you see this because there are two kinds of growth.
嗱，如果当我讲到成长嘅时候，有两方面嘅成，有两样嘅成长。
Let me illustrate for you. Suppose over here there's a pile of bricks.
我俾一个例子你就系，譬如好似呢度有一堆嘅砖。
And I keep throwing bricks.On the pile is growing higher and higher with bricks.
咁咧，如果我咧一路不斷嘅咁樣抌啲磚喺呢一度嘅時候，咁呢一堆磚咧就會越嚟越多，越嚟越大啦。
Okay, let me ask you then: Is that pile of bricks growing?
咁我問下你，咁呢一堆嘅磚係咪喺度增長緊啊
？How many say yes? Is the pile of bricks growing?
有邊個話係嘅
？How many raise your hand?Yes,
如果你
話
呢個磚係咪喺度增長緊啊？
Is the pile of bricks growing?
咁呢一堆嘅磚係咪喺度增長緊咧？ 有人说是。
Not many brave folks today, right? Yes, it is growing, right? It's growing, right? Because you could say the pile of bricks is growing. I'm throwing more bricks on it. It's growing.
当我一路不断咁样去抛抌呢啲砖落呢一堆嘅砖嗰度嘅时候，冇错，呢堆嘅砖系一路嘅喺度增长紧。
But over here,
咁而喺另外一边
is a tree.
系一棵树。
Okay, you got to use imagination. There's a tree over here. It's not the piano, it's a tree, right? It's growing. It's growing as time goes on. It's growing. It's growing taller. It's growing thicker. It's growing bigger.
咁呢度有一棵嘅树，咁系一度喺度成长，咁啊越长越高，越长越大。
And suppose if you like fruit, it's a fruit tree, so there's more fruit on it.
咁如果你中意生果，话呢一棵系生果树，咁啊越嚟越多生果。
So my second question to you is the tree growing?
咁我想问下你，呢棵树系咪成长紧呢？
How many say yes? Raise your hand.
有邊個話呢棵樹係長緊㗎？
Yeah, of course, yeah, it is growing.
有好多人都話呢棵樹係成長緊。
Are they the pile of bricks and the tree? Are they the same kind of growth?
咁我想問下呢一堆嘅磚同呢一棵嘅樹，佢哋嘅成長係咪一樣嘅咧
？See, Renee is right. No, she said no.
Right away, she's a bright girl. 佢即刻嘅答就話唔係。
No, you're right.
冇錯。
The growing pile of bricks is mechanical growth.
呢一堆嘅砖，只不过可能系好机械式嘅喺度增长。
What I mean by that is growth on the outside.
呢堆嘅砖，只不过喺外表上面去增长紧。
On the other hand, the huge tree is organic growth.
而呢一棵嘅树，佢系有机嘅去成长。
That's growth from the inside, growth in complexity, growth in quality.
呢棵嘅树，佢系由里边嘅嚟到去生长出嚟，佢嘅成长系越嚟越复杂，同埋越嚟越有呢个好嘅质素嘅。
What's the difference between a good moral religious person who goes to church, does a lot of good things, and a person who's actually growing in God's grace？
咁呢两样嘅人有咩分别呢？一个好好嘅人，佢好有道德，佢做佢好虔诚。佢成日都翻教会去做好多嘅嘢，同一个人佢如系喺基督嘅恩典里边去成长。
Well, the moral religious person is basically heaping up bricks.
可能呢一个好有道德、好外表好敬虔嘅人，佢只不过喺度堆紧一堆嘅砖。
Doing good, maybe good deeds, bricks, 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 bricks.
咁佢有好多嘅砖，好多嘅好行为，一度咁样搭上去，搭上去。
The believer.Also does good things, but it's growing from the inside. There's character change.
但系呢个信徒，佢喺里边嘅嚟到去成长嘅时候，你会睇见佢嘅性格系点样嘅去改变。
And I'll explain a little bit that later. But in a nutshell, there's more peace. There's more love. There's more faithfulness.
喺呢一个嘅呢个里边。真正的成長那裡，這個人他是更多的這個平安、喜樂和愛。
In seminary, you don't have to go to seminary to know this. They make you study church history.
那你如果去到神學院的時候，他們就通常要你去學這個教會的歷史。
Again, you don't have to go to seminary to know Martin Luther and John Wesley, two very famous Christians in history.
不過你唔需要神學院，我諗你都會曾經聽過馬丁路德同埋約翰衛斯理呢兩個好有名嘅基督徒。
They were both clergy, priests, right?
佢哋兩個都係牧師。
Martin Luther was a priest in a Catholic church. This was prior to the Protestant Reformation. No, it was one church, right?
咁咧喺宗教改革之前咧，只有一個教會嘅，即仲未有新教嘅。咁当时马丁路德咧，佢就系一个天主教教会里边嘅，即系神父啦。
A little later on, John Wesley was an Anglican priest.
咁而约翰卫斯理咧，佢就系圣公会嘅牧师。
And both attest to this in their writings. Both were ordained ministers before they became Christians.
咁佢哋两个咧都喺佢哋嘅见证里边，佢哋讲过咧，佢话。他们都是在他们成为基督徒之前他们是被按立是去成为去服侍的工作做传道人的。
They attest to this. They were not reborn until after they became priests.
他说在他们未成为他们 他们的重生就是在他们被安纳服侍之后的。
They actually felt that the light of God came in upon them.
他们说他们感觉到神的光去临到他们。
The light of God dawned on their souls.
神的光临到他们的灵魂。
And changed them from the inside out, like organic growth.
由里面的来到去改变他们。由里面来改变出来，好似呢一棵树讲个有机性嘅成长、生长咁样。
New life，
一个新嘅生命。
Implanted in them by God，
呢个新嘅生命被神嚟到系植喺佢哋里边。
In their testimonies after they were ordained ministers and priests，
佢话咧呢一个嘅重生咧，系当佢哋咧系被安立成为服侍嘅之后嘅。
So what were Luther and Wesley doing？Doing as clergy then, prior to that.
马丁路德咁佢喺之前佢做咩咧？佢当佢系一个牧师嘅时候
，they're going to church.
佢哋翻教会。
They were preaching the word. They were doing some good deeds.
佢哋传讲神嘅话语，佢哋做一啲嘅好行为。
And those are all good things, but they're growing like bricks. Brick after brick.Deed after deed after deed growing.
呢啲都全部都系一啲好嘅事嘅，不过呢啲就好似啲砖头咁样，一个好嘅行为，一个好嘅行为咁样堆啊堆咁样。
To see my point, there's a difference. You know, if you go to church, it's good. I hope you keep coming. Hope you come to church. It's good to go to church. Of course, if there's crises, like you know, we don't know like church will be or we're going to be here next week. We don't know. We're monitoring day by day, but right now we're here.
咁、mm-hmm. 我想讲嘅就系话，去教会系好嘅，系一件好事嚟嘅。咁当然啦，当我哋面对危机嘅时候，好似我哋而家咁样，我哋都唔知道下个礼拜我哋可唔可以翻到嚟吓。
But my point is one thing to be involved and to do all these good things like piling up bricks。
但系我想讲嘅就系话咧，当我哋去做好多好事，如果我哋净系好似喺度堆砌紧啲。将啲砖咁样搭埋搭高嘅时候
，and you should do good, and you should continue to do good。
冇错，我哋系要做好嘅事，我哋都要继续行善。
But it's not the same thing as what happened when the light dawned on Martin Luther and dawned on John Wesley。
但系当光去照耀马丁路德同埋约翰卫斯理嘅时候咧，你做呢啲咁好事嘅时候咧，就唔系一样啦，再。
They said something like this, when I actually had new life planted in me, instead of just doing good things, I began to get humbler, wiser, happier.
咁法佢哋讲佢话，当呢一个嘅光，当呢一个光系照耀喺我嘅生命里边嘅时候，我慢慢咧就由里边嘅嚟到去改变过嚟，我开始变得更加嘅谦卑。更加的有智慧，更加的开心。
Just like every Christian, they testify to the fact that they're being changed by God inside out.
就好像很多的基督徒，他们见证都说，他们是被神改变，是由里面来到去改变出来。
I gotta ask you these questions.
我想问你一个问题。
I ask them respectfully.
我是很尊重大家的，当我问的时候。
If you've been a Christian for a while, are you a happier person?Than you were 2 years ago.
咁如果你系一个基督徒嘅时候，我想问下你，你比两年前你系咪更加嘅开心呢
？Are you harder to discourage than 2 years ago?
同两年前比，你会唔会而家系比以前系唔会咁容易嘅去灰心呢
？You'll probably push back. You'll say, "Well, Wilson, you don't understand. You don't know what I've been through the last couple of years."
可能咧，你会同我讲，牧师，你唔知噶，你知唔知我过去咗几年，我经历过啲乜嘢咧
？You know this happened, that happened, lot of trouble.
呢一啲又发生，嗰啲又发生，好多麻烦嘢。
And that might be true.
呢一样可能系真嘅。
Because we all have trouble. We all deal with life issues, right?
因为我哋每一个人都面对好多嘅麻烦，我哋生命里边都有好多嘅嘢，好多嘅事情发生要我哋处理。
But that's how a Christian gets happier.
但系呢一个就系基督徒点解可以更加嘅喜乐
？You know that
你会知道。
It's only when bad things happen to you that you really learn. I gotta put my trust. I gotta put my roots deep down into Christ. I can't make it.
但系你会知道嘅就系，当呢啲唔好嘅事情发生嘅时候，你就喺嗰度真正嘅去认识到你点样嘅去倚靠神，点样嘅将你自己植根喺神嗰度。
The principle is that when adversity hits you hard, you learn. You learn to put your roots deep down into Christ.
就是当逆境是去重击你的时候，你才学习到怎样植根在基督那里。
Because you know what you're doing? You're finding your joy in Him, in knowing Him.
因为你唯有这样时候，你学习怎样在祂里面来到去找到这个喜乐。
Happiness based on circumstances, like no virus, is mechanical growth.
如果我们的喜乐只不过是靠环境，譬如好像没有病毒的时候，那这些的喜乐是很机械式的。
You might have some fond memories of happy events in your life, but they're like bricks piling up. That's it.
你可能在你的生命里面都有一些很开心的回忆，但是这些就只是好像你将砖砌起一样。
Happiness, joy in Christ means organic growth.
这个的喜乐在基督里面才是一个 有生命、有基性的成长。
Like that marvelous oak tree that you admire from young age to now.
就好像你可能在小个的时候见到一棵的树，它怎样的成长的时候，你会很诧异。
That's happiness based on God is organic growth like that tree.
在基督里面的时候，我们的成长就好像这棵树一样。
It means you're growing on the inside and it's showing on the outside. You're becoming a more complete human being because you know the Christ.
因为你在里面的去成长，然后你在外面的来到去表达到出来，你是成为一个更加完全的人。
And by the way, you see growth on the outside too. You see the tree growing bigger.
你的成长不单只是在里面的，你会看见这棵树是增长，是大了的。
So let me go back to that prior question, which was a tough question I need to ask you. Over the last 2 years, think about it. Are you now harder to discourage?
那回到我刚才所问过这个问题，就是说到在过去了两年，你会不会是不会那么容易去灰心呢？
Are you a happier person than 2 years ago?
你是不是比两年前更加喜乐呢？
Would you say you take criticism better now? You are humbler now than 2 years ago?
你现在会不会比两年前更加谦卑，以至你是更加容易去接受别人给你的批评呢？
Would you say you're a wiser person than you were 2 years ago?
你会不会觉得你比两年前你是更有智慧呢？
That you're more self-aware of your sins and less impulsive.
你会不会是对你自己的罪是更加有这个的自我的警觉性，还有是 更加不会那么冲动呢？
You know, I include myself in this. Most of us are not wise. Most of us are not wise.
我包括我自己在内，我会说很多，我们很多的人都不会是有，都不是那么有智慧。
And what I mean by that is we're either temperamentally too cautious. Oh, I got to be really super cautious about things, right? Or too impulsive.
因为我们很容易，我们可能在我们的情绪上面，我们都可能是太过的谨慎，哇，怎么怎么，或者是太过的冲动。
And wise people are neither.
有智慧的人呢，就两样都不是。
Because the wise do whatever the circumstances require.
因为有智慧的人，他们会做的事呢，就是说到还他们所处境是怎样的时候，他们知道需要怎样做。
That's what makes you wise, right?
因为是这样的时候，才叫你是更加有智慧。
The rest of us make stupid mistakes.
很多时候我们都做一些很愚蠢的错误。
Right, we do all the same things over and over again.
我们经常重复重复就是犯错。
But when you meet the Christ, there's hope for change.
但是如果你遇见基督的时候，你有这个改变的这个的盼望。
He can make you wiser.
他可以叫你更加有智慧。
He can keep you from being too impulsive.
他可以叫你不会那么冲动。
He humbles your heart.
他叫你的心谦卑下来。
And this keeps you from being too cautious. It emboldens you.
他也都会帮你咧，唔会咁好似好要好谨慎、好小心咁样，佢会俾你有壮胆。
On the one hand, he humbles your heart. On the other hand, he gives you more courage. That means you're a more complete human being.
咁一方面佢叫你谦卑落嚟，但另外一方面咧，亦都叫你咧系更加嘅有勇气，所以你系一个更加完全完美嘅人。
Ask a friend who knows you well, a good friend who is you're able to trust. Maybe it could be a spouse.Ask them, evaluate you. Ask them. Honestly say to them, am I a happier person than 2 years ago? Am I more humbler? Am I less anxious?
你可以找一个你好好的朋友或者你的配偶，你问他，你说究竟我比两年前我是不是开心一点呢？我是不是更加的谦卑呢？或者我是不是没那么紧张呢？
Am I growing in God's grace?
我有没有在神的恩典里面去成长呢？
Am I wiser? Am I happier?
我是不是更有智慧？我是不是更有喜乐呢？
Am I less anxious?
我没有那么紧张呢？
By the way,That's part of our church theme this year, Life in Christ Together.
咁其实咧，呢一个亦都系我哋教会今年嘅主题，就系我哋点样喺基督里边，我哋一齐嘅嚟到去成长，有呢个生命。
You know, sad to say, a lot of you aren't doing that.
好多时我哋都冇咁样做。
And do you know why?
点解我哋冇咁样去做
？It's because you don't want to embarrass yourself.
因为你唔想令自己好尴尬。
You need to know, are you a child?Of the light, right? Is the light shining on you?
我哋需要知道，我哋究竟系咪呢一个光明嘅儿女咧？
You know, if
神嘅光系咪光照我哋咧？
If the light has come and if the glory of the Lord has dawned on you, then you become radiant. That's what the Word of God says.
神嘅话语话俾我哋听，当神嘅光光照我哋嘅时候，我哋应该系会好似发光嘅。
We're attracted to light.
我哋被呢啲嘅光嚟到去吸引我。
That means you become attractive.
咁而我哋亦都被。亦都去吸引别人。
People see the change and they want to know you.
啲人睇见你嘅改变，佢哋想认识你。
You're not just heaping up good deeds.
你唔系净系喺度去做一啲好行为。
Because they see in some way some growth in the fruit of the spirit.
因为佢哋可以睇见喺你里边有呢一个嘅成长，睇见呢一个圣灵嘅果子。
Love, peace, patience, kindness.Goodness, meekness, humility, faithfulness, self-control, just name a few.
就好似我哋睇到嘅圣灵嘅果子咁样，仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、温柔、信实、谦卑或者系节制。
You see, again, it's not a matter of just all of a sudden these things happen.
咁呢啲嘢唔系话突然之间发生。
But that growing happens.It's slow, but it happens. It's attractive.
咁呢啲嘅成長雖然係慢慢，但係係發生緊嘅，係吸引人嘅。
And that's what it means to be light of the world.
呢個就係話點樣成為呢個世界嘅光。
You know, in the earliest church, the first century, for almost maybe about 150 years, there was so much persecution going on.
在早期的教会第一世纪的时候，差不多有100至105年的时间呢，都会面对很多的逼迫。
Christians were labeled by the emperors at that time as superstitio, which means they were a cult.
基督教在当时被很多的皇帝或者君王都去给他们冠上一个名字，就说他们好像是一些异教这样。
And that meant the early church back then was a lot of great bad persecution because anyone in society could plunder a Christian.
就是说在当时在社会里面很多的人对基督徒可以去抢他们的东西。
You know, plunder means they could just take your goods, they could throw you into jail.
咁佢即系话咧，佢哋咧可以就咁去捉佢哋，攞佢哋嘅嘢，或者咧系甚至将佢哋摆喺监狱里边。
In fact, you could be killed.
甚至咧，佢哋去杀咗佢哋。
In fact, there was so much persecution in the first century for Christians that informers would come in and find out where the church was meeting, and next week nobody be there because they're all in jail.
咁甚至咧，即系佢哋所面对嘅迫害咧，到一个地步就系咧，甚至有啲咧供物嘅人咧，佢哋会咧去到佢哋啲教会嗰度，咁然后知道佢哋喺边嘅时候咧。咁差唔多下个礼拜咧，所有呢个教会入边冇晒人，因为佢哋咧都被捉晒去坐监。
So there was a fairly lengthy, long period of time in which non-believers people did not come to church.
所以有一段好长嘅时间咧，就系呢啲咧呢啲唔系嘅信徒嘅人咧，佢哋冇嚟教会。
In fact, the deacons were bouncers.
咁其实咧就系当时嗰啲执事咧，就好似系一啲嘅保镖咁样。
You know what bouncers are? Bouncers are security guards, right? In bars and nightclubs, right? If you act up and unruly, they bounce you out.
咁我喺呢啲保镖系咩啊？就好似咧，等于咧，有啲人喺啲酒吧啊，或者喺啲夜总会里边嗰度嗰啲嘅保安咁样。咁就系话咧，如果佢会睇见你啲人咧，如果有咩唔正确嘅行为嘅时候咧，就会将你咧赶咗出去。
And so the deaconesses and the deacons would be stationed out there to see if there's somebody suspicious coming in。
咁所以咧，啲長老啊、執事咧，佢就會企喺門口嗰度，有冇一啲咧可疑嘅人咧想入嚟教會咧
？They had to keep the unbaptized people out。
咁佢哋咧就要將一啲咧冇洗禮嘅人咧係唔俾佢哋入到教會。
Because any one of them who came in could have killed them。
因為咧，任何呢啲人入到嚟嘅時候咧，可以將佢哋殺咗。
So how then did the church grow? Because the church, as we know, historically grew exponentially。
咁教會點樣可以成長咧？但我哋知道咧，當時咧教會咧，佢個成長係非常之嘅大嘅。
History tells that it was tremendous growth。
喺歷史裏邊話俾我哋聽咧，當時教會個成長其實咧係好好大嘅。
It grew so much in a couple of hundred years, it became the dominant religion of the Roman world。
咁甚至咧係經過幾百年裏邊咧，呢、這個基督教咧就成為咧羅馬世界裏邊一個好主要嘅宗教。
Let me ask you, how did it happen?If you couldn't even bring people to come to church to hear preaching of the gospel,
咁你会谂下啦。假如当时根本都唔能够带人嚟到去教会里边去听神嘅话语，点解会有咁多嘅人嚟到去信主咧
？It was the attraction of the everyday Christian in everyday life. It was their attraction of their character that enabled people to say.What's going on? I got to know what's in your life.
咁呢个咧就系因为当时基督徒佢哋嘅生命，佢哋所做嘅嘢，咁系吸引到呢啲人。佢哋话究竟呢一啲嘅基督徒，佢哋嘅生，佢哋系乜嘢嘢咧？佢哋嘅生活，佢哋嘅性格系吸引咗佢哋。
That's how Christianity grew.
呢个就系基督教点解可以咁样嘅去成长。
And the opposition to Christianity today is formidable as well.
咁今日對基督教嘅嘅對抗咧，其實都係好大、好驚人嘅。
I think the day and age where people willingly want to come into this place in a place like this is no more。
冇乜人咧喺今日嘅時間裏邊咧係會喜歡去到教會。
And yes, you know, I think our brothers and sisters of the faith in China, in India, in Muslim-dominated countries, they might argue that the persecution is just as bad today than it was in the first century.
咁基督徒喺譬如喺中國啊、印度啊，或者一啲回教國家嘅時候，可能佢哋會爭辯話：而家係咪真係比以前更加嘅差咧
？But the reason I tell you all this is for this. Expect spiritual revival. Pray for it. It can happen.
但係咧，我想帶出嘅一點就係話，我希望大家就話期待同埋去祈求嘅就係話喺。有一个属灵的复兴。
No matter how dismal it looks, you know, Christianity is waning in the Western world.
无论是什么发生，我们看到的就是在西方的社会里面，基督教呢好像是在这里熄微着。
You can expect spiritual revival. You know why? Despite the fierceness of the opposition, whether it be postmodern culture,or actual persecution of Christians, you can expect spiritual. Why? Because the word of God says so.
但是呢我们要去期待就是有这个属灵的复兴，无论是在一个后现代的社会里面或者是怎么样，因为我们知道神的话语是有功效的。
In Genesis 12, God promises that in Christ all the nations of the earth will be blessed.
在创世纪的第十二章，他讲到神应许他说在基督里面萬國，在这个地上的萬國都会被祝福。
That means the goodness of God is a spreading nature. That's the dynamic. It spreads.
他就说到神那个的良善呢 是可以传开的。
Christianity is not a private preference.
基督教不是一个你自己私人的，你自己的喜好。
The Bible says Christianity is an uncontainable power for world renewal.
反之，佢講到基督教係咩？係一個唔能夠可以你要收藏落嚟嘅。佢有一個力量係你唔可以收藏落嚟嘅。
And the reason
佢係要俾世界有呢個嘅更新。
That so is because Jesus says, "I am the light of the world."
所以耶稣他说我就是这个世界的光。
Light by nature illumines，
光它的本质就是什么？它照亮一切的东西。
That means the gospel will brighten a dismal world like this，
就是说呢，福音可以将一个这样的世界呢，都叫他们能够去光，光照下来。
Let me close by just giving you some verses that show you that, because it's the word of God, not my words, and the Holy Spirit that pierces your heart.
咁喺我结束嘅时候咧，或者我可以俾大家睇下有啲嘅经文佢点样讲到。
It's one of us on slide 4, Psalm 22:27. I hope you really take these to heart. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before you.
喺诗篇第22篇第27节，佢咁话。地的四极都要想念耶和华，并且归顺他，列国的万族都要在你面前敬拜。
Again, just a couple more if you could bear with me, on slides 5 and 6, this is Isaiah 2:2-3. It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and shall be lifted up above the hills, and all the nations shall flow to it, and many people shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths.
在以赛亚书第二章第二和第三节的头，他说，末后的日子，耶和华殿的山必建立，超乎诸山，高举过于万岭，万民都要留归这山，必有许多国的民前往说，来吧，我们登耶和华的山，奔亚国神的殿，主必将他的道教训我们，我们也要行他的路。
And lastly, this is on slide 7 and 8, Philippians 2:8-11, as we segue to the Lord's table, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by coming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
腓立比书二章八至十一节，佢咁讲：既有人的样子，就自己卑微，全心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
We enjoy Christ presently.
我哋今日我哋系好享受喺基督里边。
But if you and I feared that tomorrow he might be forever defeated, would the gospel be good news?
但是如果我们很害怕的就说，究竟明天他会不会被打败呢？那这个就会不会是一个福音呢？
No. But the gospel announces God's final victory is sure.
福音是什么？福音就是说，他已经宣布了神已经得到最后的胜利。
So don't be discouraged by the present current events. Yes, you should do due diligence in guarding against the spread of the virus. Yes, we ought to be good citizens and do our due duty.
咁我哋会唔会因为而家我哋咁样嘅情况，我哋就会系灰心咧？冇错，我哋都要好努力嘅做好我哋本身嘅责任，就系好好嘅嚟到去小心个保护自己。
But you can trust the Christ.
但系我哋可以去信靠基督。
He can bring you home.
祂可以将我们带到回
家。Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，多谢你的话语。
We thank you for your comfort, your Holy Spirit.
我们多谢圣灵给我们的安慰。
I pray for anyone who's anxious now because of these adversities that are present.
主要当我们面对今天的困境的时候，可能在我们当中有人是很忧虑。
I pray, Lord, that you'd comfort them, that they would have faith, that we all would have faith and trust in what you're doing.
神啊，愿你去安慰我哋，俾我哋喺你里边有呢一个嘅倚靠，我哋去信靠你。
And as we pray for spiritual renewal for the world,
神啊，当我哋去祈求呢个世界有呢个属灵嘅复兴嘅时候
，we can be confident that your kingdom comes and your will be done.
我哋好有信心嘅，神你自己嘅国会降临，你嘅旨意会成就。
So give us more faith today.
神啊，今日俾我哋更大嘅信心。
So that we could bring honor to you.
以致我哋能够去荣耀你嘅名。
Thank you, Lord, for the comfort of the words of Isaiah.
神多谢你藉着以赛亚嘅话语嚟到去安慰我哋。
And bless our time now as we come to the Lord's table.
去祝福我哋而家领圣餐嘅时间。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣基督名求，阿门。